Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. So our two topics today are firstly, the rally we're seeing in cotton and why you should care. And secondly, today's big US jobs report. So firstly, on cotton, struggling commodities are finally seeing some relief with the firmer global growth outlook, a stabilizing US dollar, and continued supply side weather disruptions. Cotton has been a real leader in this catch-up. This so-called fabric of our lives is crucial across clothing, fast fashion, and retail, and also stands at the center of the ESG debate with its high water and labor intensity issues, but also real benefits from its biodegradability compared to the oil-based fibers that dominate the global clothing industry. So cotton prices have been driven higher by two things. Firstly, the drought and fires that we're seeing in Texas, which is the largest producer in the largest cotton exporter, which is the United States. And at the same time, benefiting from this very tight correlation that it has with rising oil prices. This is because rising oil drives prices up for polyester and synthetic fibers, which dominate the clothing industry and are the competitors to cotton. And this makes cotton a really interesting oil price proxy for investors. It also makes it a big deal for a lot of the fast fashion and retail stocks, everybody from Inditex to H&M to the pending IPO of Shine, through to the likes of Levi Strauss. Denim is the biggest user of cotton, and people like Gap. So our second topic is today's US jobs report. So stocks have rallied hard this year and ignored rising bond yields and the delayed outlook for Fed interest rate cuts. But this is all now coming back into focus as we put the very strong fourth quarter earnings season that's been the upside driver to markets behind us. And the Fed remains laser focused on the resilient labor market as the biggest driver of US inflation. And these labor market concerns were just restoked last month with the very strong US jobs report with 353,000 new jobs created. So that's the context for today's report, where hopes are that we get back on the cooling track, that this would support lower bond yields, a June interest rate cut, further stabilize the US dollar, and support stock market valuations. So consensus is looking for a Goldilocks, not too strong or too weak, non-farm payrolls report with 200,000 new jobs, alongside a cooling of wage growth to 4.4% that would still be above inflation and giving consumers real gains, and a 3.7% unemployment rate that would still be near all-time historic lows. So that's it. Please like, subscribe us, go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye. You've been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.